I want to bring in Governor Chris Sununu. Good morning, New Hampshire. Governor, good Tuesday morning.
It is a great Tuesday morning, without a doubt. The sun is shining. We administered the first vaccine here in the state this morning. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and we're there. We still have a long ways to go, to be sure, but there's no doubt today is really the beginning of the end of this thing. It'll take some time to get through the population, but I think everyone is very excited about the first five vaccinations that we just saw happen over at Solution Health and Elliott Hospital this morning.
Well, hold on. I don't want to gloss over this moment. Can you just tell us a little bit about that? You witnessed the first actual vaccinations happen this morning.
Absolutely. So there were five nurses that came out. We did a little bit of a ceremony, if you will, because two reasons. Not just so folks know that the vaccine is here, but that it is safe. And these healthcare workers that have been on the front line, they are part of our 1A high-risk strategy. And the some of the head nurses came out, and what we really wanted to do and what they wanted to do was say, this is safe. You need to, for those who are willing, you should be getting the vaccine. It's about loved ones. And they have what they have seen in these ICUs and what this COVID virus will do to somebody. There was an incredibly heartfelt speech from one of the nurses there that just said, look, just walk one shift in my shoes and I guarantee you the entire state would be lining up to get this vaccine. It's safe. The FDA has approved it. We know all the potential side effects. It's very effective at about 90 to 95% effective. And so we just want folks to know that when the time is called, if they so choose, and we hope they do choose, it's not going to be mandatory, that they step up, know that it's safe. Frontline healthcare workers are getting it. Long-term care facilities will be getting it over the next couple of weeks. We're off and running. Very, very, very big day for us.
What's next? These distributions will sequentially happen over the next several days until they're administered, and the Moderna vaccinations are due before Christmas, correct?
That's right. Moderna will come in this week. So we got 12,000 Pfizers yesterday. They're being distributed. They restarted distribution yesterday and today and tomorrow. They'll go to about half of or so will go to the long-term care facilities through CVS and Walgreens. They're the partners that are going to administer at long-term care. About half of the Pfizer vaccine we got is going to some of our frontline workers in hospitals and in other healthcare facilities. And then next week, Moderna comes in with about 24,000 vials, another 12,000 of Pfizer. And then every week after that, we keep getting a shipment. It's very regimented. The federal government was actually very smart about how they did this. We place the order of what our need is on the same day. The shipment comes in on the same day so that we know it's not, we take it day by day and see what we're getting. We have a pretty good sense over the next few weeks what we should be ordering, what the need is, and what we'll be getting. And that allows us to logistically get it out in a very efficient way.
Governor Chris Sununu live on Good Morning New Hampshire. Now, the current daily numbers from testing, but more importantly, hospitalizations, how is that looking? It seems to be in that 250, 260 a day across the board. Is that a manageable number? Because I look at the hospitalizations as that red line barometer.
Without a doubt, hospitalizations is one of the key data points we look at. You're absolutely right. We're at about 260 hospitalizations today. You know, one thing I try to remind folks, a hospitalization today is very different than what it was in March and April. The number is higher, of course, but in March and April, hospitals, rightly so, chose to pull back on all their other elective procedures to open up like literally 1,000 beds across the state because we just didn't know how hard it was going to hit. And luckily, I think we peaked out maybe 125, 130 hospitalizations for a couple weeks there. So what we're doing kind of this surge, we have so many more tools. Hospitals have been trying to stay open with a lot of these other procedures, and that's a very smart thing to do because we have testing. They can do it safely. But now over the past couple of weeks, as that number starts creeping up, they are starting to realize they have to pull back on some of their procedures. Hats off to the hospitals, though. They're really sharing patients, if you will. They're making sure that if this hospital doesn't have enough COVID beds, those patients can get beds in that hospital there. And if this hospital is choosing to give up certain, you know, high-dollar procedures to take care of COVID, these guys are picking up the slack there. So it's really become a great partnership amongst the hospitals to help us manage that hospitalization number so they can still keep some of their services open on an elective basis, which is very important, but also be able to help safely manage the COVID number. I suspect the hospitalization number will keep going up over the next couple of weeks, even though my hope is that our cases plateau because hospitalization usually lags a couple of weeks behind cases, right? Some of the most severe hospitalization happens a few weeks after you get it. So there'll be a little bit of a lag there. But right now we feel like with this partnership, we're in a good place. We can manage it. We can open surge facilities if we have to, but we don't. Right now, it doesn't look like we have to. So we're ready to go. But right now, we're in a pretty good place.
Governor, I don't think there's many questions you cannot handle, and I was going to ask you this because several listeners, what I do the night before with guests, and I mentioned that you'd be on talking about the first round of vaccination and how the distribution's gone. And several people asked me, and I just said, you know, I think, okay, this is kind of fair because last night Joe Biden addressed the nation. The Electoral College did its thing. He gets over that 300 mark. My understanding, Congress will make that official, ratify that after the holidays. And, you know, this thing's, you know, for all intents and purposes, is over. You were asked in that period a number of weeks back when it was still some raw nerves and feelings with a lot of the Trump supporters feeling that there was voter fraud. You referred to the President Biden as president-elect, and you stood by New Hampshire's results. New Hampshire did not join the other states standing with Texas challenging this. So we know that a lot of the courts haven't heard these cases, but what do you say to some people in the New Hampshire that will say, you won your race, overwhelmingly reelected, and yet New Hampshire went for Joe Biden at the federal level, and people just can't, and the state house became Republican, House, Senate, Executive, they're trying to get their arms around this, and a lot of people feel there was something out of sorts with this election. What do you say to those folks?
So just to be clear, out of sorts here in New Hampshire?
No, nationally, that they just feel that things don't add up, that the voter fraud at a high level, but the courts won't hear it. There are a lot of people that just feel bummed out, who just feel something happened and they want it heard. What do you say to them?
I get it. I get that there are wrong feelings, there's no doubt. I get that there's a lot of questions in other states, some of which looks like will be answered, many of which may never be answered. And that's really unfortunate. I can't force other states. I wouldn't want other states to enforce something on me. You know, they have to clean up their process to be sure. But at the end of the day, Joe Biden is going to be sworn in as the next president. And my job as governor is to understand that, work with that. I don't have the luxury of just sitting at home on social media and whining because my guy didn't win. And my guy did win. I supported President Trump. And they ran millions of dollars reminding people how much of a Trump supporter I was here in this state, as all of us remember those tiresome ads. But the election is going to be called for Joe Biden with the Electoral College. We submitted ours yesterday. The rest of the country submitted theirs. It was brought to the Supreme Court. I understand even President Trump has some hard feelings right now. He's lashing out at Governor Kemp. He's lashing out at Governor Ducey. He's lashing out at Bill Barr. These are his biggest supporters, and he's lashing out. He's lashing out at his own picks on the Supreme Court, which unanimously said this isn't going anywhere. So it's just not. And so it is just an emotional, raw feeling right now. I can't answer for other states. I can tell you in this state, we did it really, really well. I've heard people say, how is it possible that the state house went Republican and the federal races went Democrat in this state? Of course, if I ask any moderator, when we did all the recounts here, and there were a lot of recounts, you saw it on the ballot. People jump across. That's what New Hampshire is. We jump across the ballot all the time. So I have no doubt that what we did here was right and certified and done very well, and the moderators and Secretary of State Gardner up and down did a phenomenal job managing that, and our results were very, very true. It's raw feelings. I get it. I totally get it. But I got a job to do. I mean, understand, I got a very big job to do, whether it's managing the vaccine or high rate of COVID, what Congress is, or I should say, is not doing, because they're not doing much, managing the new budget, all the issues with mental health. I could go down the list, as you know, Jack.
Right.
I don't have the luxury of sitting at home. And so I appreciate the raw feeling. Remember, it was 100% 80 degrees that way last time. People thought Hillary Clinton got robbed in some of those states.
Yeah.
People thought Hillary Clinton should have won. And so it's everyone wants to react on their emotions, and everyone thinks their emotions are the absolute, you know, end-all, be-all. But it's understandable. But we all have to just take a step back, take a breath. Joe Biden is going to be sworn in as president.
Right.
Nobody liked it. I didn't like it when people said Donald Trump isn't my president. It's an incredibly disrespectful thing when people said that. And I don't want anyone. I don't think anyone should be saying Joe Biden isn't my president. That is not appropriate.
All right.
The race is going to be certified. He won, and we all have to move on. I think it's the healthiest thing for the country, and it's just what I got to do in terms of my job. Because we got a lot on our plate.
Governor Chris Sununu live on Good Morning New Hampshire. Thank you. Back hour number two next.